WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your morning flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
I'm Eric Scott. Police are still trying to figure out what caused a horrific accident in Sussex County. A two-year-old boy hit and killed by a dump truck on a residential stretch of Route 206 in Stanhope. Video posted on Twitter showed a toy bike and a single child's shoe near the accident scene. Witnesses told News 12 the dump truck hit the child. When police got to the scene, two motorists had stopped to perform CPR, but the boy died a short time later after being rushed to the hospital. Stanhope police say the truck driver has not been charged, but they are still investigating. Last week, Governor Murphy announced a state task force will investigate the dangers posed by vaping. Now, New Jersey's senior U.S. senator is unveiling a five-point vaping action plan to address what he calls an increasing crisis.
Jersey U.S. Senator Bob Menendez says with hundreds of people being hospitalized for illness linked to vaping, including several in the Garden State,
we need a moratorium on the sale of vaping products until the experts figure out exactly what's going on.
Menendez is also calling for an end to deceptive vaping ads aimed at teens, tighter online restrictions to stop minors from buying vaping products, expanded public education about e-cigarette dangers, and he says we also need
to start taxing e-cigarettes the same way we do traditional cigarettes.
David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Authorities believe it to be an accident, but a Lindenwald man is facing charges after a toddler died in his hot van last month.
NJ.com is reporting that 60-year-old Shelton Chambry, the toddler's legal guardian, left her in his van at the Lindenwald Patco station on the morning of August 16th. He told authorities that he forgot she was in the vehicle. The unresponsive 22-month-old was found by a passerby over 9 hours later. Temperatures rose up to the mid-80s that day. Chambry is charged with fourth-degree abuse and neglect of a child. The medical examiner ruled the manner of death a homicide, but no specific cause of death has been released. Chad Robison, New Jersey 101.5 News.
New Jersey 101.5 News, time 8:02. New Jersey fast traffic is next. The FAA is investigating after the pilot of a small plane pulled a dangerous stunt at the Regalsville Bridge that links Pennsylvania and New Jersey over the Delaware in Upper Bucks County. The plane flew under the bridge on Friday, caught on one of the bridge's cameras. Spokesman for the Delaware River Joint Toll Bridge Commission confirmed to us it happened, said they're taking it seriously. Was it legal? An FAA spokesman didn't quite go that far, but said they're investigating. A seemingly innocuous, mundane bill to update state laws to reflect national standards from the Uniform Common Interest Ownership Act has caused some alarm among some age-restricted developments.
Senator Chris Connors says it's laudable to try to merge and update older laws applying to various types of communities, but that the bill goes further, setting up statewide defaults for topics not covered by their bylaws.
Common interest communities want to govern themselves. They don't want Trenton going in and governing them.
Senator Troy Singleton says that's not what the bill seeks to do, and that while he thinks that's clear, he's open to amending it to ensure some worst-case fears couldn't come true.
The governance of these communities will remain with those communities. This is not a Trenton takeover of any common interest communities.
At the State House, Michael Simons, New Jersey 101.5 News.
New Jersey 101.5 News, time 8:07. Dan has the forecast next.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. Proud to be New Jersey. And now, streaming live on all Alexa devices. Enable the skill and tell Alexa to play New Jersey 101.5.